I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, April 22nd. What to know about an Easter Sunday attack in Sri Lanka, and what Democrats are now saying about impeaching the president. Plus, we're talking this year's flu season, Earth Day, and a new Netflix feature. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with sad news out of Sri Lanka. CBS News reports a series of bombings targeting churches, luxury hotels, and other sites on Easter Sunday killed more than 200 people and wounded hundreds more, including several Americans. Officials say this was a terrorist attack by religious extremists. So far, police arrested more than a dozen people, but no one group has claimed responsibility. Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka, went on lockdown. Roads were shut down, a curfew was set, and social media like Facebook and WhatsApp have been temporarily blocked to prevent the spread of misinformation and rumors. World leaders are now condemning this violence, like Pope Francis. He denounced the attack, saying they brought mourning and sorrow on one of the most important Christian holidays. President Trump tweeted, "The U.S. offers heartfelt condolences, and we stand ready to help." A comedian who played the president of Ukraine on a TV sitcom is now the president of Ukraine in real life. National exit polls show comedian Vladimir Zelensky won the election by a landslide. The Washington Post reports even though he played the president on TV, he has no real political experience. Still, he beat President Petro Poroshenko, who was running for a second term. An exit poll showed Zelensky won more than 70% of the votes. Many say they voted for him because of his anti-establishment and anti-war message. Back in the U.S., a handful of top Democrats say they have not ruled out impeaching President Trump. The Hill reports, even though not all Democrats agree about this, and most Republicans definitely are not for it, the chairman of three House committees now say impeachment proceedings are still on the table and could be coming soon. The reason? In the redacted version of special counsel Robert Mueller's report released last week, Mueller did not decide if President Trump actually obstructed justice. He gave examples of behavior and said in the report that Congress does have the authority to decide. Well, some House Democrats say they have a responsibility to investigate further and possibly move forward with impeachment, even if they know those efforts won't be successful. There's likely not enough support from both parties to actually impeach and then convict the president and remove him from office. In fact, as the Washington Post points out, no U.S. president has ever been removed because of impeachment. Even Richard Nixon resigned on his own after the Watergate scandal. To be clear, here's how impeachment would work. First, the House of Representatives investigates, and if those lawmakers feel there's reason for impeachment, they take a vote. If it passes the House, that means the president has been impeached, kind of like an indictment, but it does not end there. It would then go to the Senate. The Senate acts like a court with the president on trial, and conviction requires two-thirds of senators to all agree. Only then would the president be removed from office. Republicans have a majority in the Senate, so again, even if House Democrats went through with impeachment, it would likely end there. President Trump and many Republicans say the Mueller report cleared his name, so there's no reason for more investigating, and that it's all political and would just cost the country more. In fact, even other top Democrats feel going through with impeachment would be a mistake, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's called it too divisive, especially right before a presidential election. She said she'd only consider trying to impeach Trump if the public and Republicans supported it. So, to be continued. This year's flu season is now the longest in a decade. The AP reports it's one of the longest since the government started tracking flu seasons more than 20 years ago. The CDC says this year's has been going on for 21 weeks now. It started around Thanksgiving and at first looked like it would be short, but then came a second wave, kind of like two flu seasons back to back. A little good news, though, it's considered only moderate this year, and experts say it should be over soon. All right, more news ahead, but a quick break for today's sponsor. I want to tell you a little bit about Noom and how they can help you live a healthier lifestyle. First of all, it's easy to get started. Just a 30-second online evaluation can show you how much weight you can lose and keep off. And that last part is key, sticking with it. Noom offers the tools and support you need to reach and maintain your goals. You even have your own goal specialist messaging you to help you succeed. As soon as I signed up, I had friendly messages and a short list of ways I could improve all right in the palm of my hand. And I like that whether you want to just build some new healthy habits or lose weight, Noom only asks you to commit 10 minutes to the app a day. There are also extras on the app to help you in the process, including healthy recipes and one of the biggest food databases available. Noom is designed for results. It's out with the old habits and in with the new. So sign up with your trial today at noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com, noom.com/newsworthy to start losing weight for good. Now back to the news. It's Earth Day, and this year's theme is Protect Our Species, focused on protecting animals and plants threatened by people. Earth Day started nearly 50 years ago when people protested the negative impacts of industrial development. Now, EarthDay.org says more than a billion people in almost 200 countries take part, calling Earth Day the largest civic-focused day of action in the world. The main goals for 2019 are to raise awareness about extinction, embrace nature, and encourage individual action like eating a plant-based diet. It's also a day to help clean up your community, plant trees, and talk to lawmakers. Venmo, the newer way to pay, is thinking about going old school. The Wall Street Journal cites sources who say Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, is thinking about offering a credit card. And it's all about the bottom line. Credit cards can bring in a lot of money, and right now Venmo still has not turned a profit, even with its big user base. There aren't a lot of details about this yet, but the card could be announced sometime this year. Venmo is one of the many tech companies releasing a credit card or thinking about it. Apple is another one expected to roll out a new line of credit cards later this year. If you've ever wondered what you should be watching on Netflix, well, the company is testing a new feature that could help you out. TechCrunch says the feature lets users shuffle episodes, that certain shows will be under a new row called Play a Random Episode. Shows like The Office and New Girl would be part of it. The feature is kind of like watching cable TV, where reruns of past popular series play throughout the day, and you just turn it on and start watching. But for now, it's just a test. It may not actually stick around. By the way, Netflix is known for paying big bucks to partner with big stars for original content. And now Variety reports Beyoncé signed a 3-project deal with the streaming site. Netflix paid $60 million for it. It was not a great weekend at the box office. In fact, Deadline reports it was the slowest Easter weekend at the movies since at least 2005. Still, the horror movie The Curse of La Llorona came out on top. It brought in $26 million in North America. Last weekend's champ Shazam was in second place, and Breakthrough came in at number 3. Variety says it's likely ticket sales were down because no major studio wanted to release a big movie the weekend before Avengers Endgame. That superhero film is expected to break records, and it opens this Friday. And that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we chatted about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.